Ukapteni weqembu lezimbabwe uCraig Evans uthi iqembu lezimbabwe lilabadlali abambalwa abangekhoyo ngoba belimele kodwa ulithemba lokuba laba ababizwe ukuba bebe yingxenye yeqembu bazadlala kuhle.
Kusobala ukuba iqembu lethu liyaqhuba ngoba silabadlali abalimeleyo kodwa ngokubona kwami abadlali ababizwe ukuzothatha indawo yabo batshengisa ikhono labo kumncintiswano edlalwa lapha ekhaya ebalisa oyilocal cup. Silungiselele kakuhle kakhulu kuvike edluleyo. Okuthi wonke nje umdlali ulinde umdlalo amehlo abomvu.
Ocubungula umdlalo kaKhilikithi uPraise Dumidlakama uthi yena ukapteni u-Evine nguye okumele liphakamise iqembu leZimbabwe ngoba ligcwele ngabadlali abasacathulayo.
Sesikhalile ukuthi batshengisele improvement abeke bayitshengisa emdlalweni yama-short format, ama-ODIs, ama-T20 ukuthi yikho abazakuyenza sebedlala umdlalo we-Test cricket. Osesikubonde ukuthi abadlali abazabe bedlala ku-series leyi abana experience. Lokho sokuzatsho ukuthi umthwalo usuza kuba ku-Craig Evans lo-Gary Banners ukuyibuke abaleminyaka eminingi bedlala umdlalo we-Test cricket ukuthi yikho osekuzamele bethathe leli thuba lokuthi bakhokhelele bengehluleka kuzakuba nzima uqembu lama-Chevrons.
Abadlali abathenjiwe abangasoze babe yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe kwimidlalo le eqala kusasa ngomgqibelo ngababalisa uSikhanda Raza kanye no-Ryan Bell. U-Evan uqhubekele phambili wakhuthaza abalandeli bomdlalo kaKhilikithi edolobheni lakoBulawayo ukuba babuye ngobuningi babo bezoxhasa iqembu le-Chevrons.
Sithole usekelo olukhulu kabi ngesikhathi sidlala kuzweni iHarare. Kusiso sami ukuba isimo somkhathi sibe ngesihle ukuze abalandeli babuye ngobuningi babo. Ngiyakuthakazelela ukudlala koBulawayo njalo nabalandeli bengabe bengabaningi njengalokho esikubona esigodlweni kodwa labo bayasikhuthaza kakhulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe leWest Indies lazadibana kumidlalo emibili yohlobo lwe-test njalo wokuqala uqala ngomgqibelo enkundleni yeQueen Sports Club njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni ngolwesithathu mhla ziyi-9 kunyanga kaNhlolanja. Umdlalo wesibili wona uhlelwe ukuqala ngeSonto mhla ziyi-12 siyafika komlingi uyaqina ngolwesine mhla ziyi-16. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nguJoseph Njanjini.